Professions suffered by its predecessors. Professions suffered by its predecessors. Professions suffered by its predecessors. Professions suffered by its predecessors.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. صلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، صلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله، صلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we welcome you to another episode of our series Professions of Pious Predecessors. Rahimahumullahu ta'ala. Our topic for today will be the source of income of Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. Let's start our episode by listening to an excellence of reciting durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, "There will be no shade on the day of judgment except for that of the throne of Allah azza wa jal. Three people will remain beneath the throne." It was humbly asked, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, who will be these people? The Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, the owner of Jannah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, number one, the one who relieves the distress of my ummati. Number two, the one who revives my sunnah. And number three, the one who recites salat upon me abundantly." Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, after listening to an excellence of reciting durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and before moving towards our topic, let's make some good intentions. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, "Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amali." That is, a believer's intention is better than his action. Therefore, before doing any good deed, try and make as many good intentions as possible to attain more and more sawab. Firstly, make the intention, and the most important intention, that you will listen to this episode to gain the pleasure of Allah Almighty. And whatever you learn in this episode and you hear in this episode, you'll try to remember and share it with your family and friends. Whenever you hear Sallu ala al-Habib, you will recite durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and you will listen to this episode till the very end and make more and more good intentions. Dear viewers, as mentioned before, our topic for today is Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma and his source of income. Some people possess knowledge whose light spreads in every direction. They do things that are impactful. Their love for the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is such that it touches the hearts of others. This description is befitting for the famous companion Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. He was a man who possessed excellent and countless qualities. Let's listen to a brief introduction and some main events that happened in Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma and his life. Now, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma is the eldest son of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He accepted Islam alongside his father and they migrated towards Medina together. When the Battle of Badr took place, he was not permitted to fight because he was under the age of 13. Likewise, during the Battle of Uhud, the following year, he came forward but he was not permitted to fight. Eventually, in 5 Hijri, he participated in the Battle of Khandaq. He partook in all the wars, that is Ghazawat, thereafter. He also participated in conquests of Egypt and Africa. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma was a very tall person and his hair was of length to the extent that it reached his shoulders. He would wear a turban and keep its tail, the shimla, between his shoulders and the back. He would apply pale dye to his beard and his beard was fistful and any hair beyond that would be cut. He would trim his mustache such that the whiteness of his skin would be seen. After listening to the appearance of Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, his physical appearance, let's move towards his habits. Whenever Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma would eat, there would always be an orphan with him on the dining mat. He would use a miswak before going to sleep and also before and after dawn. A night would not pass in which he did not keep his will with him. Greeting everyone with salam was a habit of his. On one occasion, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma passed by a place and forgot to give salam. Therefore, he returned and said, "Assalamu alaykum," and mentioned that he forgot to give salam. Allahu Akbar. From this, we learn how cautious Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma was about giving salam. Now, let's listen to the worship of Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. Before praying, he would ensure his face, hands and feet are in the direction of the Kaaba. He would spend this time between Zuhr and Asr Salah in worship. He would spend the night in as much worship as possible before lying down on his bed and having a light sleep. After this, he would perform wudu and offer Salah. He would do this 4 to 5 times during the night. If he was unable to pray Isha in congregation, he would spend the rest of the night in worship. Subhanallah. Now, dear viewers, Madani Channel, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma had immense love for the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Whenever he remembered the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, tears would flow down from his eyes. He would place his hand on the pulpit where the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam stood and then pass his hand over his face. During a journey, he would camp at the places where the Prophet ﷺ camped. Whenever the Holy Rasul ﷺ prayed, he too prayed at the same location. The places where the Holy Prophet ﷺ would seat his camel, he would also seat his camel in the same spot. He would ride along the same path that the Prophet ﷺ rode upon. When asked as to why he did this, he would say, "I wish for my ride to come into contact with any of the areas which the Prophet's ride came into contact with." Allahu Akbar. This is the high extent of love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. On one occasion, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was beneath a tree. After some time, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma began to look after the tree, lest it wither away. When returning from a journey, he would first visit the grave of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Then the graves of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. Once Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma passed by a place and proceeded alone. Someone asked him the reason for traveling separately and alone, to which he replied, "I saw the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam do this, and so I did the same." Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma would wear shoes with no fur on them. He was once asked the reason for this, to which he replied that he saw the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam wear shoes without fur, which is why he also preferred to wear such shoes. Once his foot became numb, somebody said, "Call out to the one you love the most and the numbness of your foot will disappear." He immediately said, "O Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam." As soon as he said this, the numbness went away. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we heard about the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma had. Let's move forward and listen to the generosity of Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. On one occasion, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma was impressed by the gate of a certain camel. He made the camel sit and said to the servant, "Remove its reins and saddle, mark it and cover it with a cloth. Then include it amongst the other animals that are to be sacrificed." He once had a donkey that he sold. Somebody said, "It would have been better if you did not sell the donkey." He replied, "Having the donkey was very beneficial and helpful. However, a part of my heart was occupied with matters relating to it. I did not desire for my heart to become occupied in anything. Allahu Akbar. This is how Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma used to give in the path of Allah Almighty. Moving forward, whenever Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma witnessed a slave of his busy in the masjid worshipping Allah Almighty, he would free that slave. Somebody said to the slave that were deceiving him, he radiallahu ta'ala anhuma replied, "Whoever tries to deceive us in the matter of Allah Azza wa Jal, then we accept his deceiving." He freed 1,000 slaves or more. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma was so generous that nothing remained with him. If a person returned to him for the second time asking for something, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma would take a loan from those he had distributed his belongings to and give it to the one asking. One day he wished to eat fish. After it had been grilled and placed in front of him, a beggar came by. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma ordered for the fish to be given to the beggar. On another occasion, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma fell ill, and 6 or 7 grapes were purchased for him for 1 dirham. A beggar came by, and so he ordered for the grapes to be given to the beggar. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is the generosity of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma excelled in piety, and he had a lot of knowledge. He was a very knowledgeable person. From amongst the companions radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he knew the most rulings pertaining to Hajj. He issued verdicts, that is fatawas, for 60 years. And he issued them with a lot of care. A man asked Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma a question, and the latter lowered his head and did not give an answer. The man said, "Did you not hear my question?" He radiallahu ta'ala anhuma replied, "Of course I did. It is as if you people who ask me questions think that Allah will not question me about this. Do not speak so that I can fully comprehend your issue." Somebody once asked a question to which he replied, "I do not know." Then he said, "How wonderful was the response of Ibn Umar." He said he did not know in the response of something that he was unaware of. Subhanallah. Dear viewers, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma has narrated 1,630 ahadith. Of them, 170 have been mentioned in Sahih al-Bukhari and Muslim. Additionally, there are 81 which Sayyidina Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi mentioned alone, and 31 that Imam Muslim mentioned. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, we are listening to the blessed parables and the blessed character and introduction of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. Some main events that took place in his blessed life and his main characteristics. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma was not only a seasoned jurist, unmatched ascetic, an ardent lover of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and his sunnah, who narrated approximately 1,630 ahadith, but he was also a very successful tradesman whose business ethics were shaped by the values of Islam. Moving towards the main topic of our episode, let's listen to the sources of income of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. As a skilled businessman, he was involved in several types of financial markets. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu would sell camels in the market that later became the famous Jannatul Baqi in Medina. He would also import foreign goods. For example, during the reign of his father, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he and his brother Sayyidina Ubaidullah radiallahu ta'ala anhum returned from Iraq with goods which they sold in Madinatul Munawwara. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma was also involved in buying and selling grains. The grandson of the trader, Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, states that my grandfather would take me to the marketplace and buy grains from there. Sayyidina ibn Umar and Sayyidina ibn al-Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhum would meet him and say, "Make us partners in your business, for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam prayed for blessings for you." So he would include them also. Dear viewers, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma was also involved in silent partnership, that is mudarba. He was also involved in money exchange, that is, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu was involved in this type of trade also. Interestingly, he narrates a large quantity of hadith about trade laws and ethics because he regularly consulted the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam to ensure his businesses were according to the Islamic rules and regulations. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, on the command of the tyrant Hajjaj bin Yusuf, somebody struck the foot of Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma with a poison-tipped spear. Due to this, he passed away after a couple of days in Makkah. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar passed away in 73 Hijri in Sha'ban or Ramadan, 2 or 3 months after Sayyidina Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhuma was martyred. May Allah Azza wa Jal forgive us all for his blessed sake. Ameen bijahid Nabi Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, in this episode we try to cover a basic introduction of Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, his main characteristics which we should also imply and apply in our real lives. And we also heard about the businessman Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma was and his sources of income. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, try and remember whatever you heard in this episode and try to apply it in your real lives as well. May Allah Azza wa Jal forgive us all without accountability. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we'll be back with another episode of our series, Professions of Pious Predecessors, rahimahumullahu ta'ala. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Professions of our pious predecessors, professions of our pious predecessors, professions of our pious predecessors, professions of our pious predecessors.